Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. Hurricane season started over the weekend. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, emergency managers are urging Georgians to get ready.
Instead of waiting for a storm, officials say to sort out your evacuation plan now, or better yet, two plans. Chelsea Sawyer of the Chatham Emergency Management Agency says you'll need a backup.
So if the storm starts heading west and is starting to head in the same direction that all of our residents are starting to evacuate, having a plan of where you can go that's north, it's definitely the best situation.
Sawyer says now is also the time to figure out what you'll need in a disaster and put together a kit of food, water, medicine, and other supplies. That way, she says, you won't be scrambling if a storm hits. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgian election officials are warning voters who recently moved to update their registration information. The mailed notices they're sending are the first step towards canceling outdated registrations. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says that updated records ensure safer elections. Voters who've moved to a new county but haven't updated their address will be considered inactive and could be canceled after 4 years. More than 1.4 million Georgia voter registrations have been canceled since 2012, a figure criticized by voting rights advocates. A new study shows the number of children insured either by Medicaid or the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, has dropped by almost a million kids. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, Georgia children are a part of the trend.
Just over 20,000 Georgia kids left federal health insurance in 2018, according to the study by the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute. Study authors say nationally, a four-month stall by Congress in reauthorizing CHIP and cuts to funding for program navigators have slowed enrollment. Erica Finner-Sitkoff is the executive director of Voices for Georgia's Children, a health advocacy group. She says in Georgia, parents point to the state's website for CHIP enrollment as a major barrier, too.
It turns off at 4:30 p.m. It does not accept applications until the next morning. So for parents who are working, that's a struggle.
Finner-Sitkoff says her group is working with the Department of Public Health to change the enrollment portal. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.